वासुदेवाय ॐ नमो भगवते 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 वासुदेवाय ज्ञानतिमिरान्धस्य ज्ञानाञ्जनशलाकया चक्षुरुन्मीलितं येन तस्मै श्रीगुरवे नमः श्रीचैतन्यमनोभीष्टं स्थापितं येन भूतले स्वयं रूपकदा मह्यं ददाति स्वपदान्तिकं जय श्रीकृष्ण चैतन्य प्रभो नित्यानन्द श्री अद्वैत गदाधर श्रीवासदि गौरभक्तवृन्द हरे कृष्ण 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 हरे 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 राम 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 हरे हरे वंशाकल्पतरुभ्यश्च कृपा सिन्धुभ्येव च पतितानां पावनेभ्यो वैष्णवेभ्यो नमो नमः मूकं करोति वाचालं पङ्गुं लङ्घायते गिरिं यत्कृपादमहं वन्दे श्रीगुरुं दिनतारिणं परमानन्दमाधवं श्रीचैतन्य ईश्वरं नारायणं नमस्कृत्य नरं चैव नरोत्तमं देवीं सरस्वतीं व्यासं ततो जयमुदीरयेत् शृण्वतं स्वागता कृष्णा पुण्यश्रवणकीर्तनं हृदयन्तस्तो हि अभद्राणि विधुनोति सुहृत्सतां नष्टप्रायेषु अभद्रेषु नित्यं भागवत सेवया भगवती उत्तमश्लोके भक्तिर्भवति नैष्ठिकी Krishna reading from Srimad Bhagavatam canto 4 chapter 13 the descendants of Dhruva Maharaj text number 48 text number 48 and text number 49 only sloka there no purport so just and it's finishing the chapter so maybe we'll read 48 and 49 so tomorrow the new chapter the story of King Vena so So, text number 48. Vijanyam Nirvidya Gatam Patim Praja Purohita Amatya Suhrit Ganadaya Vichikyur Urvyam अतिशोक कातरा यता निगुधा पुरुषा कुयोगिनः विजानिया निर्विद्य गतं पतिं प्रजा विजानिया निर्विद्य गतं पतिं प्रजा पुरोहितात्मात्या सुहृद्गणादया पुरोहितात्म्या सुहृद्गणादया विचिख्यो ऊर्व्यम् अतिशोककातरा विचिख्योर्ऊर्वयाम् अतिशोककातरा यथा निगूढां पुरुषं कुयोगिना यथा निगूढां पुरुषं कुयोगिना विजानया निर्विद्य गतं पतिं प्रजा पुरोहितात्म्या सुहृद्गणादया विचिख्योरूर्व्यम् अतिशोककातरा यथा निगूढं पुरुषां कुयोगिना
విజానియా నిర్విద్యగతం పతిం ప్రజా పురోహితాత్మాత్య సుహృద్ఘనాదయ విచిక్యూర్వ్యం అతిశోక కాతరా యథా నిగూతాం పురుషం కుయోగినా. విజాన్యాం ఆఫ్టర్ అండర్స్టాండింగ్ నిర్విద్యాం బీయింగ్ ఇండిఫరెంట్ గతం హ్యాడ్ లెఫ్ట్ పతిం ద కింగ్ ప్రజా ఆల్ ద సిటిజన్స్ పురోహిత ప్రీస్ట్ ఆమాత్య మినిస్టర్స్ సుహృత్ ఫ్రెండ్స్ గణ ఆదయ అండ్ పీపుల్ ఇన్ జనరల్ విచ్ క్యూ సర్చ్ ఊర్వయం ఆన్ ద ఎర్త్ అతిశోక కాతరా బీయింగ్ గ్రేట్లీ అగ్రీవ్ యథా జస్టస్ నిగుధం కన్సీల్డ్ పురుషం ద సూపర్ సోల్ కు యోగినః ఇన్ఎక్స్పీరియన్స్డ్ మిస్టిక్స్ ట్రాన్స్లేషన్ బై శీల ప్రభుపాద్ శీల ప్రభుపాద్కి వెన్ ఇట్ వాస్ అండర్స్టూడ్ దట్ ద కింగ్ హ్యాడ్ ఇండిఫరెంట్లీ లెఫ్ట్ హోమ్ ఆల్ ద సిటిజన్స్ ప్రీస్ట్ మినిస్టర్స్ ఫ్రెండ్స్ అండ్ పీపుల్ ఇన్ జనరల్ వేర్ గ్రేట్లీ అగ్రీవ్డ్ దే బిగాన్ టు సర్చ్ ఫర్ హిమ్ ఆల్ ఓవర్ ద వరల్డ్ జస్ట్ యాజ్ అ లెస్ ఎక్స్పీరియన్స్డ్ మిస్టిక్ సర్చెస్ అవుట్ ద సూపర్ సోల్ విద్ ఇన్ హిమ్సెల్ఫ్ Translation responsibly, please. When it was understood that the king had indifferently left home, all the citizens, priests, ministers, friends, and people in general were greatly aggrieved. They began to search for him all over the world. Just as less experienced mystic searches out the super soul within himself. Purport by Srila Prabhupada. The example of searching for the super soul within the heart by less intelligent mystics is very instructive. The absolute truth is understood in three different features, namely impersonal Brahman, localized Paramatma and the Supreme Personality of Godhead. Such kuyogina or less intelligent mystics can be, by mental speculation, reach the point of impersonal Brahman, but they cannot find the super soul who is sitting within each living entity. When the king left, it was certain that he was staying somewhere else, but because the citizens did not know how to find him, they were frustrated like the less intelligent mystics. Text number 49, it's not in the board. I'll just read the sloka and the translation. Alakshyanta padavim prajapate athodhyama pratyupastriyate purim rishin sametan abhivandya sastravo nyavedavan paurava bahrut Viplavam. Translation. When the citizens could not find any trace of the king after searching for him everywhere, they were very disappointed and they returned to the city where all the great sages of the country assembled because of the king's absence. With tears in their eyes, the citizens offered respectful obeisances and informed the sages in full detail that they were unable to find the king anywhere. Thus in the purports of 4th canto, 13th chapter of Srimad Bhagavatam, entitled Description of the Descendants of Dhruva Maharaj. So, in this section of Srimad Bhagavatam, we already started hearing about the activities of King Vena. Not even a king now, but it's Vena, the boy Vena. So already we have this experience.
He, as soon as he was born, he started committing all these activities which are very detrimental. So he was killing people, killing the deers, killing this thing, all these things. So King Anga was, as a kind-hearted father, and also is a king, and also is a devotee of the Lord. So he is very much worried, actually. This should be a situation. Like in the Shastra says, we have a brahmacharya, vanaprastha, brahmacharya, grahastha, vanaprastha, sannyas. So somebody, one person gets married, if he can remain a naishtika brahmacharya, that's well and good. If he cannot, he gets married and he begets some children. And Srimad Bhagavatam says, like we have to beget the children, and also with the intention that we want to raise the children in a Krishna conscious way. That is the whole idea, begetting the children. And the Shastra says, putra pinda prayojanam. The putra, what is the use of the putra? Putra is the one who offers the pinda. The Vishnu Prasad is offered to the forefathers, so that when the forefathers, if they are not in a situation, like if somebody passes away in the family, and if they are pure devotees, they would have gone back home, back to Godhead. There is no problem with that. But if they are not in the position, then the putra is the one who performs the Shraddha, Shraddha ceremony, like a yearly annual ceremony. Shraddha ceremony is being performed, and then the putra is supposed to perform putra pinda prayojana. He offers the putra pinda, and it says also punnama narakat iti trayate iti putra. Putra, what is the definition of putra? There is a hell called put, that nama, that hell is there. The person, putra, by engaging in devotional service, by offering the Vishnu prasad to all the forefathers, he will deliver them from the punnama naraka. So that is the quality of putra. But here we find a little bit differently. This person, and also if you analyze in Srimad Bhagavatam, all the great kings, they are not attached to this, just a son, just for the sake of a son. Because if you are a king, you have to somebody to continue the lineage, continue the kingdom. Somebody has to look after the kingdom. So that is the reason, even if you see Chitraketu, Maharaj Chitraketu in Srimad Bhagavatam, he was also very worried. He was a great devotee, he's not an ordinary person. He was also very worried, and he wanted to get a son. Not just for the sake of getting a son, but a son means there are so many things. It's not just like I have a son. But son means he has to look after the kingdom, he has to look after the forefathers. The great responsibility is there. So in this situation, we find King Anga is in a very precarious position, where the Vena is not representing any of these things. He is like a kind of a very cruel person from the very beginning. And sometimes, you know, like Anga thinks, you know, like, oh, having a son is good, but having a good son is good, but having a bad son is very good. Because that way you get detached also. Sometimes, you know, when everybody is very obedient, the son is very obedient, daughter is very obedient, we become very, oh yeah, this is my family, everybody is like, we become very, very attached to the family. Sometimes, you know, Krishna makes arrangement so that like sometimes the son is not favorable, sometimes the family is not favorable. So that is also Krishna's another mercy. Actually, we have to just see only Krishna's mercy. Not that, okay, this situation is very favorable and unfavorable. That is not the question. Question is, how we can engage whatever the situation given by Krishna, how we can use that in Krishna's service. That is the example we have to take. Like even Srila Prabhupada's life. Srila Prabhupada's life is a big example, great example. Like a family was not cooperating. So Prabhupada, oh, your family is not cooperating. Okay, just hell with Krishna, I'm not doing anything. No. Family is not cooperating. Okay, let me do this, let me do that. Because this is the thing. Like even whatever the situation comes in, so he takes as an impetus. Okay, oh, so Krishna is indicating to me something. Krishna is giving something. So this is some indication he is giving, so that I have to go forward. Everybody has that aim. Srimad Bhagavatam says, each and every living entity, jantu, comes alone and goes alone. That's it. Each and every living entity comes alone. We are answerable. Individually, we are answerable to Dharmaraj. You can't say, Dharmaraj, my wife was like that, my husband was like that, my children were like that. No, nobody is going to hear that, actually.
What are you? You have to responsibility. We have to lead our life. And that's your Prabhupada said, we have to mold our life in such a way, this all these things come together actually. So we can't just say, come, oh no, no, that was not favorable, this was not favorable. Okay, those things, you have to make it favorable. That is what our whole aim in the Varnashrama system, we have to make this favorable. So, in this particular situation where this particular sloka, where he is Anga, Maharaj Anga, he left home indifferently. Like sometimes we are small one bedroom apartment here in Albert Park, we are very, very attached to that. No? Like, but and even giving up is like a big thing. No? Like going even for going 1 or 2 months, and we are just always meditating how it is all this. But here the whole kingdom he is just giving up and then going just overnight. So how much dependency on Krishna? He has so much dependency on Krishna. Yes, Krishna, yes, yeah, I wanted for a son, but you gave a son also, but the son seems to be a little bit crooked. Huh? So what can I do? So now this is not the situation, like he got completely fed up. And he did the right thing also. He did try to give instructions. Not that he just left everything. Okay, now the son became very, this thing, I'm just running away. No, not running away from the response. He tried also. He tried his level best. Try to give punishment like a samadhana beda danda. Like I said, there is various ways of instructing. Sometimes you give instruction, sometimes like you can give instruction when a small boy, and once he becomes a little bit big, you can't give much instruction. You have to be friend. You have to friendly way, you have to explain the situation to him. And then after that, okay, what can I do? He did try everything. He did try, but after the nothing worked, then he decided, okay, now that's all right. I have to let go because I don't want to because this is like going to be detrimental for him, for his own devotional activity. So then he had to, because it's a very, very big thing, big responsibility, being a king and then giving up the position and then just like absconding or just going away. It's a very big thing. And here we find Prabhupada says here, when it was understood that the king had indifferently left home, all the citizens, priests, ministers, friends and people in general were greatly aggrieved. This is, if somebody is a very good administrator, good king, and everybody is like attached to him, like Ramachandramurthy. Like Ramachandramurthy, when Ramachandramurthy was asked to go to forest, all the citizens said, we are also coming with you. Hell with this Ayodhya. Wherever you are there, that is Ayodhya. We are all coming with you. So that was the position. Because they were so much bigger. Why they are very much attached to the king? Or not just like a charismatic person. Not like that. Because king has a great responsibility of looking after the well-being. Not only material well-being and spiritual well-being of the citizens. The king has a, that's why Srila Prabhupada says, king's name is Raja Rishi. Raja Rishi. He is also Raja and also is Rishi. It's not just like a Raja in the name of the king, no? Like I'm just enjoying life with all these things. No? That is not only the purpose of king. He's Raja and also Rishi. Raja Rishi. And he was looking after the citizens. Kings, this thing is, everybody is gainfully employed, doing some activity. And he has represented, he's all the citizens, they go back home, back to Godhead. That is king's responsibility. King, if all the citizens they perform all the devotional activity, some portion of the karma comes to him also. And all the citizens they perform all the sinful activities, and king also gets his karma. So king's position is very, very, we can't compare the kings of the Vedic system to the modern kings or modern administrative heads. They don't have this because they just see only from their point of view. But kings, they were just thinking, not only that, all they used to go in disguise. In the night, they used to go disguise what is happening and how the citizens are performing. And sometimes, like this is like to get a first-hand experience what is happening. So that is here. And all these, the great friends and ministers, priests, they are greatly aggrieved. And they also know, they got the experience of a little bit of a glimpse of Vena's activities. That they got the glimpse also, a little bit of glimpse. So that, oh, this king is disappeared, and then what is going to happen? They were very worried, actually. This Vena is come, and Vena will create a big, another havoc here. And so they are all worried, actually. So this is, and now, They began to search for him all over the world, just as less experienced mystic searches out the super soul within himself. So Srila Prabhupada explains in the purport, the example of searching for the super soul within the heart by less intelligent mystics is very, very instructive. Very instructive. Because Krishna says in Bhagavad Gita, wherein Krishna says in Bhagavad Gita, Hare Krishna, Hari Bol, Krishna says in Bhagavad Gita, he is a super soul. Where Krishna says, you know, anybody? Sarvasya chaham hridisannivishto madaha smritir jnanam apohanamsya vedaischa sarvair ahameva vedyo vedanta krit vedavit eva chaham. Krishna is situated within the heart as a paramatma. Not only that sloka, Ishvara sarva bhutanam hridesu arjuna tishtati brahmayan sarva bhutanam yantra arudani maya. Krishna says in many places I am situated in the heart as a paramatma. So Krishna is situated. And the absolute truth, Srila Prabhupada many times explains, absolute truth can be realized in three ways. Three ways you can realize the absolute truth. One is impersonal Brahman, the other one is Paramatma realization, and the last realization is Bhagavan realization. So Bhagavan realization. So here Srila Prabhupada compares to this searching of the super soul within the heart by less intelligent mystics is very, very instructive. Because the real yogi, real purpose of yoga system is to find out the super soul within. The Brahma offer the prayers, no? In the Srimad Bhagavatam, the prayers are yam, this is jnana avasthita tadgatena manasaha pashyanti yam yogino yasyantam na vidu sura asura gana devaya tasmai namaha. This is jnana avasthita tadgatena manasaha pashyanti yam yogino. This jnana avasthita tadgatena manasaha, what are we supposed to see? Pashyanti yam yogino. This is like a Krishna is situated within the heart as Paramatma. By the yogic process, we have to meditate on him. If you don't have the process, we can't meditate on him. There is a yama, niyama, dhara, like a pranayama, pratyahara. This is a particular way you have to do, and then finally you have the understanding and you have the darshan of super soul within. And that is the way. But the less experienced mystic, Srila Prabhupada explains here, they may, by speculation, Srila Prabhupada says here, absolute truth is understood in three different features, namely the impersonal Brahman, localized Paramatma, and the Supreme Personality of Godhead. Such kuyogis or less intelligent mystic can by mental speculation reach the point of impersonal Brahman, but they cannot find the super soul who is sitting within each living entity. Krishna is situated within each living entity, but seeing Krishna, you have to follow the process. The process has to be followed. Actually, when Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, Nityananda Prabhu first arrived in the Nandanacharya's house, he was hiding. So then Chaitanya Mahaprabhu said, find him. Go and find Nityananda Prabhu. No? Chaitanya Mahaprabhu knew that he's already arrived. So they all found, they went everywhere and then came. No, we are not able to find him. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, this is not the process to find him. Then he started a big kirtan, a big sankirtan. So then so much big sankirtan is happening, automatically Nityananda Prabhu came out to have. So this is the way to find the Lord. The same way, to find out the Lord, the Supreme Personality of God, our super soul, we have to follow the process. That's why, but you can do the impersonal speculation, you can go to a certain limit. Brahma Samhita says, Pantastu Koti Satavatsara Sampragamyo. You can do something, you can do, but you won't be able to understand the super soul or the Supreme Personality of Godhead. We may not be able to understand. This is like, for that, we have to engage in devotional service. Devotional service is the only way we can understand Krishna. And this is like so many times, like in Bhagavad Gita also, Srimad Bhagavatam also, everywhere it is mentioned. So even though the impersonalist, they have some understanding, impersonal Brahman understanding is there, but it is only partial understanding. Even super soul understanding is also partial. It's not like a complete understanding. But somebody understands the Supreme Personality of Godhead, they understand the impersonal aspect, they understand the Paramatma feature, they understand the Bhagavan feature also. So this understanding Srila Prabhupada compares like a knows everything. Srila Prabhupada gives many times the example of like the sun rays and the sun globe and entering into the sun planet. And also sometimes we get modern examples like the train coming into the station, and sometimes they see only the train and the engine light, they see, oh yeah, we have seen the train, and then they all go away. And some of the other people, they wait for some time. Oh, not only light, there is something more. Oh, there is some compartments there. There is some sitting arrangements there. They see and they go away. And some people, they don't go away. They wait there. Still the train comes. They see, go inside the train, check it out, everything, how things are. And they have a full understanding. Same way, the understanding of impersonal Brahman, yeah, is a partial understanding. And understanding of super soul is also partial. And also, it is interesting, the super soul aspect is only in the material world. There is no super soul in the spiritual world. In the Bhagavad Gita it is mentioned. So this is like it's a temporary nature only. This is temporary nature. And then if somebody understands Bhagavan, Bhaktyamam Abhijanati, through devotional service when we understand Krishna, then he understands everything. So Srila Prabhupada says here, when the king left, it was certain that he was staying somewhere else. But because the citizens did not know how to find him, they were frustrated like the less intelligent mystics. Because the king is there, somewhere is there, but you have to find it. The same way for us also, Krishna is there, but we have to make an attempt to find him. And for finding him, we have to follow the process given by Krishna. Man manabhava madbhakto madhyaji mam namaskuru. So then we find the process. When we process given by Krishna, then we will be able to find him. This is the way to find Krishna. Like this is the way to find Nityananda Prabhu, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu said. Same way, we have to find the process how we can find out Krishna. And it is interesting also, it is how this similar situation happened in Srimad Bhagavatam when Dhritarashtra also had to quit the home. Because Dhritarashtra, after the whole Mahabharata war, Dhritarashtra was staying in the house of Pandavas, and then Vidura came. Vidura came and he gave very good instructions. Now you are trying to kill the same persons and in the same house you are sitting and you are having your this thing and then you have to leave. So sometimes it is this voluntary retirement is needed. Sometimes voluntary retirement is not sometimes, all the time. Srila Prabhupada says, panchavurdham vanam gacchet. Prabhupada says, like this is like a, in the whole ashram system, varnashram system, it's like there is a brahmachari, grahastha, vanaprastha, sanya. You can't just remain like I will continue my all these things, because we have to devote some, at least some portion of the time in our real welfare. Prahlad Maharaj says, Nate vidu swartha gatim hi Vishnu. Swartha gati is Vishnu. For that purpose we have to spend some time. This is our real well-being. Because other well-being, whatever we are doing, looking at, yes, we are not saying that you don't look after the family. You have to look after the family. That is also your responsibility. And you have to educate the children. You have to do. But some portion of the time, we have to, because having taken birth in this material world, by performing devotional service, we have to perfect it. And then we have to reach to the next stage. Or not again come back again to this material world. And again same activity. Puna puna sharvita sharvanana. We don't want to be in the situation. We want to perform some devotional activity. See, that is why this all the kings, even though like Maharaj Ambarish, Maharaj Bharat, all these great personalities, they had everything. Not that they were lacking something. And no, they had everything. And even what to talk of all these kings, even Kardama Muni. Kardama Muni's house, Kapiladeva appeared. Kapiladeva is Supreme Lord only. But even though Kapiladeva is there in the house, still he wants to leave home. Why? Because he's Kapiladeva, important person? He is Kapiladeva, he can directly instruct. But still, as a matter of etiquette, as a matter of this, Kardama Muni also left home. So the leaving home is like an integral part of our system, Vedic system. Yes, we had to, leaving home not necessarily means like just to leave home and then like keep everything like, not like that. You have to have in a kind of a detached way. Do activities in a detached, like here, the Vanaprastha stage, where the activities, there is no more active material. Like here they go on the Tirtha Yatra, they study scriptures, do all these activities. These things are needed for the ultimate benefit. Because even if we have a little bit attachment to this material world, we have to come back here. This is the problem. Because even a little bit, oh, let me check it out, that's it, we have to come again. And after coming here, what is going to happen? Very difficult. No? Very difficult. Even though Krishna guarantees, Suchinam Srimatam Gehe Yoga Brashta Bijayate. Krishna gives, you engage in devotional service, there is no loss or diminution. This, it will protect you from the greatest danger. And Krishna guarantees that in Bhagavad Gita. But from our point of view, we have to try our best. From our point of view, you have to try. Because it's not that, okay, oh, Krishna has given the guarantee, let me slack a little bit, let me go into Maya a little bit. No, why? Why to take a chance? Again, whether when we come back, whether we will get the same opportunity or similar opportunity, same association. No, where the our situation will be, how it will be, very difficult actually. So better now, this is like a favorable situation, everything is favorable. So now let us take advantage of this situation and then try to perfect our life. That way, you know, like we want to finish the business actually. Want to finish this business. And it's like a, here Srila Prabhupada mentions in the second this is like a text number 49, the translation. When the citizens could not find any trace of the king after searching for him everywhere, they were disappointed and they returned to the city where all the great sages of the country assembled because of the king's absence. With tears in their eyes, the citizens offered respectful obeisances and informed sages in full detail that they were unable to find the king anywhere. So, the why these people are worried actually. Because this is like even when you say Arjuna, when Arjuna was asked to fight, Arjuna gave any reasons actually. He didn't want to fight. One of the reasons was Kula Dharma, Jati Dharma, all these things will be lost. So here also, when the king is not there, eventually what will happen? The rogues and thieves, they will become very prominent. They will try to control all the... then the whole thing will be out of control. Then the purpose of the human form of life cannot be achieved. That is why they were worried actually. Why the sages are worried, why all the ministers, everybody is worried, because there is a gradual process. Gradual process being, by performing the Varnashrama Dharma, slowly they make some advancement towards the final destination. That is the whole purpose of Varnashrama. Varnashrama Charvata, Vishnur Aradhyate Panta. How to worship Lord Vishnu and finish off the business in this material world. That is the whole purpose of Varnashrama Dharma. Varnashrama Dharma is not for anything else actually. Varnashrama Dharma is how to perfect this life from this condition so that we go back home, back to Godhead. So, if the situation is going to be disturbed, everything is disturbed. So, it is not like nowadays people condemn the monarchy. Oh, the monarchy is very, only one person. No, it's not like a monarchy, it's not like that. Monarchy, so king is there. King is not like, even though he is like a supreme head for that, but king is also under the control of Brahmana. Brahmana is under the control of Krishna. So it's not like there is a checks and balances are always there. It's not that king can, like, now we'll find out. Now King Vena is going to behave in his own way. So the Brahmanas, because of the Brahminical power, they are just going to kill Vena. That is the power. This is Brahma Shapana. Like, because of the Brahmanas, because they don't have any interest in administering the thing, because they are not interested in that. Because Kshatriya, they do their business. Brahmana, their business is patan patan, like yajan yajan. These type of activities they do. They are not interested in running the administration or becoming the king or something, like a Chanakya Pandit. Chanakya Pandit was a Brahmana. So he was not interested. He could take up the kingdom, but he didn't want to take up the kingdom. He was just only a guiding only. Same way here, the Brahmanas. So when the Vedic system, there is always the checks and balances are. Even though it is a now we call democracy, there's a little bit checks and balances are there, but it is not there. If the king is performing something wrong, and then the Brahmanas can, the Kula Guru, they can correct, or the Brahmanas, they can correct him. Yes, king, you are doing something and it's not right. And if he becomes overboard, the person is very becoming unruly, and then they can just kill him also. So much power they had. So here, that is why the citizens are they are worried actually. Now, when the king is not there, there is all this the unwanted elements. They will come and they will try to create a situation where the achieving the ultimate purpose of life will be spoiled. Same reason for all the kings, all the Arjuna and all these people, they didn't want to do, because all these young, all the adults, they are killed in the battle, then who is going to look after? Who is going to do Pinda? Who is going to do the Shraddha? There won't be anyone. Kulakshaye pranashyanti, kuladharma sanadana, dharme nashte kulam krishna, dharme nashte. Then it will be like the dharma will be lost. So same reason here, all these great sages are assembled, so that now what to do? If the king has left this palace, and now we have to find a suitable person. Somebody has to continue the lineage, or continue the administration of the kingdom. So this is the anxiety of these Brahmanas, and then now we will find out more. Like these Brahmanas, they will make arrangements how we can sort out this situation. This is going to, we'll continue in the next section of Srimad Bhagavatam.
stop here. If there is any questions or comments. Hare Krishna Prabhu.
I'd like to comment on two questions that I've got.
Yes, Prabhu.
We were discussing them last night, this whole section.
Yes.
King Ananda is renowned as a great renunciate. He left the kingdom and everything. From a Western perspective, from presenting this philosophy to the Western people, it's actually seen that it can be seen that he was irresponsible.
Correct.
That there could have been other arrangements made. Left his wife, he left his kingdom. Not only did he leave them and make arrangements for another king to take over, but he left in the hands of a person that was a criminal, a horrible person.
Yes.
And he just left. Now he's utilized, he's eulogized. How do we sort of relate that to
him? So, yes, very. Yeah. It's very important. Like now, if I was also thinking, if somebody leaves home without looking after. But from the understanding what we have read in Srimad Bhagavatam, he tried his level best. Not that okay. He see, like as a king, we have the checks and balances are always there. Kings are aware of that, and King Anga also tried to give him good instruction from the very beginning, and we see also like as a father, we have our responsibility. We can educate them, we can give them knowledge, this is the right thing, this is the wrong thing, we can give all this. But as each and everyone is an individual soul, as like King Anga is an individual soul, and King Vena, boy Vena, is also an individual soul. He has his individuality. So we can take him up to the level, this is like in English, there is a proverb, we can take the horse to water, but the horse has to drink water, but we can't drink anything on the horse's behalf. Same way, we can give them the good instruction, and again, it is meant like a King Vena, as a King Anga, leaving, it's just like maybe the Bhagavatam may not be giving all this, when he would have expressed his mind to all the ministers and everything. It's not like just he is very disturbed with this situation. And then naturally, that is why when the king is there and also the ministers and the priests or the Kula Guru is there. So in kind of emergency, like for example, King Anga died or something, similar situation, like King Anga died. So at that time also the priests, they took over, or the Kula Guru or the Brahminical people, they took over the thing, and then they made him made other person also the king. So we can understand sometimes if somebody leaves home without making arrangement for the family, it is considered irresponsible. So that is why we have to be careful that in the name of Krishna consciousness, I am becoming serious in Krishna consciousness, not looking after the family, it's not good. Because King Anga can do, but our problem is it's not Krishna consciousness, it's not an excuse, that I'm not going to, Krishna, I don't have to look after the family, I'll take to Krishna. That is not, you have to be responsible and look after the family as much as you can. And that we have to do. It's not like I'm following the instructions of Anga Maharaj, so now tomorrow I'm just, no, that is not recommended. For us, it's not the recommended. Our recommendation is, wherever we are, like Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's recommendation, what is Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's recommendation? The Kurma Brahmana wants to come with him. So he said, no, wherever you are, be there only. Yare dako tare kaho Krishna. That is what our instruction is. So that way, we have to be responsible, and we don't want to be blamed saying that, this person taking Krishna consciousness as an excuse and he just wants to leave the family and high end. No, we don't want to do that. But here, in the Vedic system, there is already checks and balances were there. There are priests were there, Brahminical people were there to guide the citizens or guide the family. And also they did brought in King Vena. And when Vena did misbehaved, and also they tried to rectify him also. So that way, it's proved.
Thank you very much. That's great. Second part, which we discussed as well about this whole scenario. Throughout the Bible time, we hear of this great saintly king.
Yeah. Yeah, see, we can think of like, here in this case, Anga's, when King Anga left, I think it's the mentioned purport that in the sloka, she was sleeping. That queen was sleeping very, I don't know what was that word. I think it is like a, deeply. Yeah, maybe she's. But in case of Dhritarashtra, when Dhritarashtra left home, and Gandhari also, she also left. So that is the nature of this thing. Is like when the pati goes, that patni also goes with him. This is the natural. And she never left him. Like Gandhari always accompanies wherever, even the Dhritarashtra went to this Himalayas. At that time also she accompanied actually. So it is a natural this thing. Like, but after that, you know, like they made it like a force. You know, like when the pati passes away, then naturally, you know, the patni also, she is not able to tolerate the separation from the husband. That is why the sati system was there. But the sati system, they are misunderstood, and they thought, you know, like even though the wife doesn't want to go, just put her again into the flame. That is considered like. But previously, the when the Dhritarashtra or all the previously other kings, and when they pass away, so the wife also goes, not because of any this thing, not able to tolerate the separation from the husband. This and this day and this. Iron Age is very difficult to understand that. How, because this, how I'm not able to tolerate that. This is like it become like a very difficult thing to understand. But it was there, situation was, otherwise Srimad Bhagavatam will not mention that. Srimad Bhagavatam mentions this. That means that there, at that time there was a situation where the husband and wife were there so together, and then so much they had that love and affection there. That is why she could not tolerate that. But here in this, we in the modern situation, we have to be careful, like not to do immediately follow the same way. Yeah, no, it's not possible. Yes, you have a responsibility to look after the family, but as long as, you know, like if you have made the arrangements, then it's fine. That's why, you know, like even for in our situation also, we have to try our level best to give the. So that they are comfortably situated, not just do anything. Okay, oh, this is giving problem. Family is giving problem. Let me go somewhere else. You know? So there you go, because we don't have the realization, we don't have the understanding, and then we'll pick up another family there. Like it's a family is not the problem. Our consciousness, we are not realized enough, and we think this family is the problem. So we don't want to renounce the family like that. Yeah. Hare Krishna. Yeah. Question is, putra is not there, what should we do?
Yes.
We have to take to pure devotional service. When we take to pure devotional service, whether putra or putri, it's not a big problem actually. For a devotee, there is no problem. For a devotee, Krishna personally looks after the devotee. People who are following karma kanda activities, okay, the for them, putra, because they are very much attached. So putra is not there, who is going to perform srardha, who is perform pinda, and all the problems are there. If every day you are taking Vishnu Prasadam, every day you are offering Vishnu Prasadam, giving Vishnu Prasadam, you don't have to worry about anything. Your role is already guaranteed, actually. Correct. Putra, yeah, it's needed, but that doesn't mean that those who don't putra, they go back to hell or something. No. Yeah, they don't have putra, that's all right. Because Krishna, like if you don't have anyone, Krishna is your putra. You know the pastime where the Govinda Ghosh, son passed away. He stopped everything, offering things to. So then, why are you? Krishna said, "Why are you not offering anything? My son passed away. Who will perform pinda for me and this? Don't you think I am your putra?" Huh? So from now, still Krishna. That there is a ceremony where that Krishna, that deity, comes and puts all the pavitra, you know, put the pavitra, and then performs the pinda ceremony, pinda sraddha ceremony for the Ghosh family. So for us, Krishna is there. Krishna is our supreme son. So supreme father also, and Krishna is our supreme son. And Vaishnavas, they prefer not only supreme father, supreme son, so we can render service actually. Prabhupada says, Vaishnava understanding is, we want Krishna as our son, so that we can render service. If your father, you will take service from him. So instead, so we want to render service to Krishna, so we don't have to worry about that. If putra is not in the family, then that means we have to take devotional service more seriously, so that Krishna will become our putra, and then Krishna will deliver us. Anything else? Krishna. Thank you very much. Grantharaj Srimad Bhagavatam ki, Srila Prabhupada ki. Yeah.